Continuing with the book, The Anthenium. Immortal Love. You might tell them that love comes only as a gift from God. When any man learns to understand mankind, love is not fraught with fears of external desires and impulses, nor does it seek to find its way, but is always inborn and flows like the rivers, which are brought from the immortal heavens and falleth as a subtle rain, which moistens and tempers the desires of all men. Love finds not its expression in any proportion of written word, nor is it found in the grandeur of some great temple, but cometh only from the purity of the inward consciousness. Love is also the most abundant of all things, yet it is the most sought after. Love is found in all things, yet is discerned by but a few. Love is the substance which maketh all the heavens and all the earth, and bindeth the universes together. For love is God. Moonlight Madonna. My Madonna of the moonlit skies, she sails across the skies, but not upon the horn of moon. Her waxen wane is but the yellow of her hair, its windswept waves to set the sea a-dancing. The sapphire light within her eyes has caught the azure blueness of the summer skies. She danced there upon the daisy tops to sway and nod beneath her twinkling feet. Her veil of flowing gossamer, of thistle's wing, and from a borrowed thrush's throat, her lilted voice, I hear her sing her song of love to me, a song of songs. And from my beating heart, my voice cries out, my love, for I would a part of thee be. This thing of song and wind and summer sky, for I would blend my soul with all this, to feel the daisies nod beneath my feet, or touch the yellowed moon upon its horn, and from my throat a thrush's song would rise, and I'd become the azure in a summer sky. Infinity. Seest thou the rains from heaven, and of the drops which are countless and without number, and of the countless snowflakes which covereth the high mountains, or of the ceaseless beat of mighty waves upon the shore, which too are droplets without number? And that thy earth and its heavens and its continents and oceans, and of its many peoples, yet all of this is but one drop in thy universe, which too becomes a drop. And so all of these earths and heavens and universes become as the air filled with rain in the eye of the mighty God. For surely in his knowing that all these things and many more are like the droplets of rain from the heavens, from the waves of the sea, and from the snows of the mountain to thee in thy world. Image of gods of virtue. It has been said that God has created thee in his own image. Yet it is surely not of these things of the flesh, neither of the body nor its limbs. For surely the body can be slain by the sword, or that it wasteth with hunger, and that it must falleth away with time. But rather it is that God has created thee as the vessel of his own self, wherein thou containest all of the virtues of his infinite wisdom, from wherein are not the things of the flesh, that may perish by the sword, or wasteth with hunger, or passeth with time, but rather has God gathered in his vessel all of the virtues of his own self, from whence he has created not only man, but of all the things of heaven and earth. Mighty God, thou must stand upon the seashore and look with wandering eye and gaze upon the waves and of their strength and of their mightiness that they fall upon the sands. Still they ever must recede back into the place from whence they sprang. Yet we may wonder at the mightiness of all this, for thou, King Man, in the insignificance of thine own self, that this is but one small part, even less than one grain of sand at thy feet, unto what is all of creation and of all eternity. For surely as God hath scattered the stars about the skies, that they are countless and without number, and of the many planets and the earths about them. For the many races of mankind, each dwelling unto themselves and in himself, of all the things of the earth in which thou art, yea, even if it be so, that thou wilt comest and goest among these stars and at these planets, and at these other places, forever unto eternity. Call me God, so that fellow man can passeth by another man's doorway and say that this is all that he is, or that he enter into his own doorway and say that I too am contained herein. But shall he go to the place on the hilltop that he shall feel the breath of heaven, and that he shall hear the song of all creation, the pulse throb of the universe. And there shall be within the all-residing spirit of that which he truly is, so that he shall cry out, "Call me not again unto the things of this earth, but call me unto only the things which are of spirit. For my heart longs not for the things of the earth, but only for the joys and the beauty of spirit. For in the spirit do I find all things of all eternity." Spirit does not have to manifest itself in dark places, but in the inward consciousness. Spirit shines in and about and radiates into all things that we see. It lights the sun and all the stars in heaven. Spirit lights the way for man when he has lost his way in the dependence of self and of the selfly things about him. Spirit wipes away the rust and corrosion of selfish lusts and passions. Spirit is confined to no one or no group, but alike with all mankind, is found equally with the most lowly and the most high, but it is found only to those who seek it, to those who must have the material and consciousness of a mediator, must express spirit to him in the darkness, you'll find not the true light which cometh from within himself. And then it will be that he shall see all things clearly. Moldeth in virtue. Hast thou given thought of thy life? Hast thou molded it in the virtues of compassion? Or hast it been as the iron in the smithy's forge, heated and tempered in flame? Or as the potter's clay, molded and baked in the oven? Nay, your life should be none of these, neither heated as iron, nor baked as clay. Rather, ye should shape it in the image of all things, skillfully done to lend beauty in the eye of the beholder. And as it is so molded in the virtue and goodness of all things, it should also be held aloft unto heaven, which casteth the rays of immortality. So is thine image made strong and endureth forever. The Builder. Behold the greatness of man's many lives upon this earth. and the greatness of his many empires and cities thereof. In the building and the tearing down, and again in the building, and of the many temples and of the many kinds of worship. For with all this building and tearing down, so that he feels the need of something greater than all this. For while he doth have eyes, he walketh blindly, and that with his ears, he heareth not things from the Spirit. Therefore it is so, that with all of these things of his doing, and of all coming and going, is but the outward creation of that which is within, and so that there passeth a much time, that he cometh lately, but surely from within all this, before the altar of his own life, that he seeth all things and heareth all things which are of creation. Of life. Once I came to earth and placed within the rich black soil a seed, and though I waited long, and well was marked the spot, I saw no sign to tell me there was life within, and so I went away, and for a while I slept near heaven's door, or walked the bright path through the skies with those who've gone before. And lo, for when it was that I returned, I saw a tree, so green its leafy cloak, there born within its many stems, a fruit so rich and rare. And when I looked again, I saw a path well beaten with the tread of many feet, for many were the pilgrims from far and wide, and with its fruit refreshed themselves and rose again to take the path. Their hearts now filled with courage fresh and eyes made clear again. And then I knew that all was well. The things I placed within the seed were tall and strong and full of fruit. Its roots held deep within the mother earth, its many branches formed to catch each glinting ray of sun, or turned like dancing feet, their symphony a summer breeze. How well I thought to plant the seed, and even though the wait is long, thus may the many seasons fall, or even life become a day to live, from one to next, and only broken by the starry night. And there were many, too, that knew not how to plant a seed or find the rich black earth. For always were their feet upon some stony path to labor long against some uphill climb. And how I longed to reach my hand and lead each one aside back where the earth was rich and green again, and underneath my tree I show him how to plant a seed, wherein were all the things of earth and heaven and many more. And sweet would be the heaven's rains, all made from happy tears of joys, from things undone would live again, and in a better way when clouds had passed. And yet I knew that they, upon the stony ground, must reach their way, and through the portals of their heart, to find the rich green earth, a place to plant their seed, each filled with all the things they are. His eternal love, the earth has wounded thee, for thou hast comest unto the Lord, and in thy faith he shall bind up thy wounds. For as thou art long suffering, and many grievous are the wounds, yet surely with all of this, and in the binding thereof, thou art made in the wholeness of God. And when the day of thy deliverance cometh, and thou canst look back and seeth therein all thy words and all thy deeds, and they shall be counted, but not as he who builds the fortress, nor does he march with conquering armies, neither shall the glitter of gold and jewels be about them. For these things are counted not in the house of the Lord. For only in these things which are of love, and to thy fellow man hast thou given of this love. For in the giving and in the counting thou wearest the shining cloak of his eternal love.